Vermont, Annie Lee. Well, I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. Raining for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells raining for me and you, Annie Lee. Now you said you're gonna be mine.
Everyone, I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. Got some stuff for you for Saturday night R&B entertainment, and I hope you're ready for just that very thing. First of all, Earl Hooker gets his intermission. Thank you, Earl. We'll see you at the bottom of the show. I'm going to continue this week in the same format I did last week, which is to cut a bit short on each artist and that way present five new releases instead of the usual three or four. And I don't like doing this, to be honest. I much prefer to get at least three tracks per artist out here to have you have a chance to check out a little bit more breadth on some of these releases. But I'm just getting so far behind that I have to do this or else there will be no catching up this year. And we're only, it's now coming up halfway through it, and it's starting to be a problem getting up with all these things that are coming in my door to play for you, which is a good problem to have. I'm glad to have it. Would like to remind you that if you enjoy this program, it is available to you at your leisure. All you have to do is go to your computer, go to WLRH.org, click on programs, follow down until you find Talking the Blues or whatever other local produced program you prefer, and click on the one you want to hear, and it will play for you on podcast at your choice of time and place. So it's all available to you whenever you like. Tonight's first artist is one we have featured on probably three previous releases, I believe. Her name is Eden Brent, and Eden is a really fine boogie-woogie and blues-style piano player from Greenville, Mississippi. She burst onto the scene, I guess, 5 or 6 years ago, and she came out of a really good career playing locally on that side of Mississippi, where she was a student of the late Boogaloo Ames, a renowned piano player who entertained people around there for decades. And the fact that he was an elderly black man and she was a young white girl from the opposite sides of the tracks, actually. It was kind of a bit of a deal for a while back in those days, but they both just went straight through it and continued their friendship all the way through until Boogaloo Ames passed on. He also passed on his talent, some of his flavors, and some of the things that he knows how to do intrinsically to Eden Brent, and she has made the best of it ever since, three times winning the International Blues Competition as Best Blues Pianist. Her new release is called Jigsaw Heart. It's on Yellow Dog Records out of Memphis. And with this record, she has gone to Nashville, and producer Colin Linden out of Canada, who's known probably for his work in Bob Dylan's band as much as anything else, and has made a record that is a lot leaning, I guess, toward the Americana direction. The fact that we don't have an Americana music station down here does not mean that it is not wildly popular in many, many other places. And many of the blues artists are in envy of the record airplay, the sales, and the concert attendance at functions that are given by Americana artists. So there is somewhat of a reaching out into it by a number of people at different times in their career. And Eden Brent is doing that right now with the album Jigsaw Heart. However, for those of us who are still in the blues part of the world, we have enough tracks on here to really have a nice outing. We're going to start with the one called Everybody Already Knows. Everybody already knows what's going on here. A good New Orleans-type 16-bar rocker that sounded like it could have been maybe 1965. A lot of things came out of that time with that pattern. And she gets up and rocks along with one of those kind of joyful things that why should we hide it when everybody already knows about it? And then last of all, the opening track, actually, I'm called Better This Way. And this has that kind of gospel-slash-country ballad feel that Ray Charles was so successful at crossing over into when he began his modern adventures in country music and started having hit records that were based on the fact that he did a soul version of a country song. And this is very much that way, although it's an Eden Brent original, as is the first track. It's got that Ray Charles feeling to it very, very much. So here is Eden Brent from her album Jigsaw Hearts on Yellow Dog Records. We will hear Everybody Already Knows and Better This Way.
More discreet, but it's fair, that's what you do. wasn't my best, but baby, you know that I tried. I won't lament the years that we spent. There's no use weeping and crying. We've run. This way. Better this way than keep saying sorry. Better this way than keep hanging on. Better this way than someday, my darling, we'll be okay. It's better this way. We can't pretend this isn't the end. It ended a long time ago. Let's raise a glass. Toast to the past and all of the joy that we've known. See you around. It's a small town. You'll be somebody new. Better this way.
Pretty smooth sound there from singing and playing of Eden Brent, the pianist from Mississippi, her album called Jigsaw Heart on Yellow Dog Records. The last one there, Better This Way, and started off with the rollicking Everybody Already Knows. And you can tell her piano style right there. She can rule a room all by herself. She needs no one else to play along with her, and she can just take care of everything, something she learned well from her mentor, Boogaloo Ames. But she does well in the band setting. And that Nashville sound on that last one, recorded in Nashville, is where it was, of course. And that does sound just very much like some of those things from back in the 70s, where just enough strings and just enough of everything goes in around the piano and the vocal. Eden Brent's brand new record pushes towards Americana, but still has some good blues in it. Our next artist on Talking the Blues comes to us from the state of Florida and is one of two key signings to Alligator Records this past year that are coming to fruition now with albums that they are putting a lot behind. Younger blues stars, guys in their 20s that they are pushing up, both either racially mixed or it's just kind of hard to say what their backgrounds are, but there's obviously some African-American, also some other Hispanic things among their lineages. And this seems to be where Alligator Records is looking for its next big blues hero to come from. And this one, Selwyn Birchwood, has already got a good step in that direction because last year his band won the International Blues Competition for Best Blues Artist. Best, they won the contest in Memphis, and since then they've been kind of making tracks everywhere out there. And so their newest release, their first release as it is on a major label, is called Don't Call No Ambulance. And these guys get up and rock. Selwyn writes well, sings well, plays great guitar, also plays lap steel. And his lap steel comes from his time spent on the road as a teenager, backing up the great and venerable Sonny Rhodes, a man who played both guitar and lap steel, went around wearing a turban everywhere. I enjoyed appearing with him a few dates in Florida years back myself. And the thing that he comes up with now is a matter of modern blues style that's got a heavy rock edge, guitar, bass, and drums, and surprisingly, a baritone saxophone. The gentleman playing sax also plays some tenor, but it's the baritone that stands out the most here, going along with the bass and the guitar on some riffs and occasionally playing some funky riffs that are separated from the rest of the stuff and providing a lot more rhythmic interest into the grooves. From the album called Don't Call No Ambulance, we're going to start with one called The River Turns Red, and this is kind of a Memphis-style rocker. It makes me think of some of the stuff that came out of Memphis perhaps in the late 70s, right around that period. And then the title cut, Don't Call No Ambulance, this is a one-chord boogie, and both of these songs feature the lap steel stylings. He's singing his drop, but he's sitting down playing the lap steel, the six-string or eight-string Hawaiian guitar that got popular back around the 1920s originally and is still with us thanks to people like Sonny Rhodes, among others. Selwyn Birchwood, Don't Call No Ambulance on Alligator Records. The tracks are The River Turns Red and Don't Call No Ambulance. We'll be right back.
attitude.
Selwyn Wirtjewood and his band showing some maturity there for a young man in his 20s, playing some good blues and some good lyrics. And what about that big voice, too? He's got a voice here that sounds like it's got a lot of miles on it. And that is going to be very good for him in his career as he takes off with this album on Alligator Records called Don't Call No Ambulance. That was the name of the one we just got through hearing, by the way. And before that was The River Turns Red. And there's a lot of other kinds of stuff on here, too. Between Selwyn Birchwood and Jerika Simpson, the two guys that they have signed recently, and Jerika is dipping more into the hip-hop and urban side of things and bringing them to the blues in a successful fashion, whereas it sounds like Selwyn is going to go more with a straight boogie and the kind of stuff that came along before him and pull it in there as well. These guys have got kind of a front door into what modern 21st century rocking blues is going to be, and they're on the premier blues album out there, Alligator. As Tinsley Ellis just recently said, who's been an Alligator artist for a number of years, there's Alligator and then there's everybody else in the blues. And that's kind of really how it is when it comes to running a blues label. You are listening to Talking the Blues, and I'm Microwave Dave. A pleasure having your company. I hope you're enjoying the music coming your way. Back in around 1965 and 1966, I had a band in Atlanta called the Majestics, and we had a bunch of guys. I'd stolen a sax player out of a Ronnie Millsaps band, some other guys that I'd known from other bands, and just tried to make the best band I could at that point, playing R&B. And among other things, besides playing a lot of parties and a lot of other things, we wound up playing at the Royal Peacock in downtown Atlanta, down on Auburn Avenue, which was the major Chitlin Circuit Club of the Atlanta Society back then. And it had everybody play there from James Brown to just a number of everybody you can think of. All the big stars had been there one time or another. And during our times of playing there, we played with people like Aretha Franklin, William Bell, Billy Stewart, Carla Thomas, and I'm trying to think of who all the others are, but just a bunch of them. And it was a great education for young guys who were about 19 and 20 years old to be going in and doing this. Carla Thomas in particular was exceedingly nice to us, and we appreciated the way she treated us coming in out of Memphis, and the background in her recordings already were up there. She had two big hit records, and her father was Rufus Thomas, who of course is famous not only for his WDIA radio show in Memphis, but his big hit records like Walking the Dog and Jump Back, and I'm trying to think of all the other things he had out there, the Funky Chicken. He just was a very popular and very successful man at promoting himself. Carla had come up under him and knew exactly what to do. She's still around, but now we have the emergence of her younger sister, Venice Thomas, who has been around for a long time, too. She was born when the other two were practically grown already, Marvel Thomas and Carla Thomas. And Venice came onto the scene and also went into music, but she went in a different direction and wound up moving to New York City, where she recorded, she wrote, worked in TV, radio, and films, and other things, and had several successful albums, one on Geffen Records. And it just kind of gone this way or the other way, some gospel, some R&B. And here she is with an album called Blues for My Father. This record is a tribute to her father, Rufus Thomas, and it's done with some great stuff on her. She rounded up a bunch of good musicians, both New York and Memphis, to put together this record, and it's got some amazing things on it, one of which is a song that she does actually with the old arrangement that her father used with his vocal on it. She puts her vocal on, too, so they have a duet. A posthumous duet, if you will. We're not going to feature that one, though. We are going to feature her live duet with her sister, Carla Thomas, and we're going to open with that. It's called Wrong Turn. Now, this has about as straight-ahead slinky of a Memphis groove as you're going to find anywhere. The combination of the insinuating groove in the rhythm section and the way the horns work could have come from either Memphis or Muscle Shoals. Those are the only two places that were producing this kind of stuff in the 60s. But they both did it well, and they've certainly recaptured it here on this one. Great work on that one in particular. Then one called 10 Times the Man You Were. This is like a straightway cut down your man type song that perhaps Denise LaSalle would be proud of, although there's nothing double entendre about it. She simply tells the guy, you have no longer made the grave, you're out of here, and your replacement is doing a fine job. Venice Thomas and Blues from My Father is a self-release, I believe. I'm sorry, it's on Segway Records, and it's getting a lot of attention from a lot of people. The publicist who got it to me said she's having a hard time keeping it in hand, and that's always a good sign. We will hear Wrong Turn, a duet with her sister, Carla Thomas, and 10 Times the Man You Are.
When I left you, I know I was a fool, forgetting everything that we've been through. Your smile, your eyes, woo, so nice, and I miss them all of the time. I think I made a wrong turn.
Well, has there ever been a better job done of reducing a man's love to a decimal point? I don't think so. I think Vanessa Thomas has done it there better than anybody. 10 times the man you are, from her album that is called Blues from My Father. She is the daughter of Rufus Thomas, and I'm sure he'd be very proud of these efforts. Before that, we heard Wrong Turn, the duet with her sister, Carla Thomas. And I tell you what, these two records give you an idea of what's on this album. There's a bunch more good stuff, and I will predict that this particular one will wind up in the Blues Awards categories next year. This album is going to stand head and shoulders above quite a few out there, and it's nice to see Vanessa Thomas getting this kind of attention. The album is on Segway Records. The song is called Blues for My Father. Our next artist comes to us out of North Carolina, and he's a participant in what style that might be called, for lack of a better term, World Boogie, a term coined by the North Mississippi All-Stars to kind of describe what they're doing, taking a hill country blues and other roots forms, combining it with pretty big amplifiers and a loud sound system, concert-size presentation, and taking it around the world on concert stages. And Reed Turchi has been doing the same thing with his band, which is called Turchi. That's T-U-R-C-H-I, spelled after his last name. And this is the third record we've gotten from Reed Turchi, and they're all pushing in that direction with a couple of differences. They get the grooves going that way. They borrow the, especially the hill country grooves and some of the droning type atmospheres from those things, but they rock them up a bit, but not big, heavy, sludgy guitars. They keep the guitars kind of bright and shiny, but where they get decorating is really in the vocals. Almost all the vocals are affected in one way or another. So either some kind of delay or an echo or a texturizing happens in the way they record the vocals. Not so much in one of these, but it is that way, I think, in the second one, and you'll hear it. The album called Can't Bury Your Past is out here on Devil Down Records. That is the label owned by Reed Turchi. And we're going to hear two tracks from that. Burning in Your Eyes, which is kind of a funky riff blues. It borrows again from the hill country, but it's also different. And you hear this nice slide guitar in it. It's played very well. And again, the baritone saxophone makes an appearance. Now, what's going on here? We're getting a sudden resurgence of baritone sax playing in traditional guitar blues. That's really quite interesting. Then we go to one that is a one-chord world boogie for sure, called Brother's Blood, singing about his brother's passing away. The albums are from the song from the album called Can't Bury Your Past, are from the band called Turchi. Devil Down Records has the releases. We will hear Burning in Your Eyes and Brother's Blood.
Last night around. I think about them till it drags me down. My buddy's gone too when I was just a child. Still hear him singing to me loud and proud.
Interesting texture there when the baritone saxophone kicks in at the end of Turkey's song there called Brother's Blood. It's also in the other one, and this is the second record we've had tonight with the baritone sax in a prominent role, something that's not always given in modern music, especially in blues, but here it is on a couple of them, so perhaps we're seeing a trend coming along. The last one there called Brother's Blood, and before that we had the one called Burning in Your Eyes. Nice funky groove on that one. And Turkey's a band out of North Carolina doing their version of Hill Country Blues, or World Boogie, as it's starting to be called. Devil Down Records has the imprint. Our final artist this evening comes to us from Canada, and we seem to be getting still a number of records from Canada that have some great blues on them, also combinations of blues and acoustic. But this particular record throws us straight back to the very pure, very stripped-down blues quartet, if you will. Harmonica, guitar, bass and drums, and a guy called Harp Dog Brown. Harp Dog Brown has been going on up there for probably 40 years. I don't know how many years he's been playing around Canada, but he's been there forever. Kind of a workman guy who doesn't play a lot of famous stuff, but he plays a lot of big stuff, and he plays a lot of events, festivals, and a lot of clubs. And he's one of those guys who just knows how to do the job properly and never seems to reach beyond the grasp of what his first inspiration was. And that was the original blues guys kind of metamorphized through the original Fabulous Thunderbirds. And that evidence is right here, including one song that we're not going to play, but one that actually lifts a complete arrangement by the Fabulous Thunderbirds of one of their original songs. He puts a different set of lyrics to it here. It's almost a completely exact copy. We'll skip that one, though, and get to a couple of good things here. Start with one that reminds us very much of Clarence Gatemouth Brown, the guy who did Okie Dokie Stomp. Well, let's slow down a little bit. Called Get to Gettin', Baby, and this is a good roots rock, almost like a rockabilly blues, some sweet guitar work, and we don't hear the harmonica till the end, but Hart Dog Brown's vocals are very prominent throughout. Then we get a great instrumental and a song that's not easy to cover called Blue Light. This is a little Walter Jacobs instrumental from the early 1950s that was one of the great Chess Records adventures into their echoey sound, the echo chamber and tape echo working together. Not so much of those things on this, but the playing, the minor key and the mood, comes very close to getting what literally little Walter did on his slow blues from the 1950s. Again, Harp Dog Brown, what it is the title of it. It's on Dog Breath Records. We're going to hear Get to Gettin', Baby and Blue Light.
Get out of that telephone booth. This is why not, baby. Gonna tell your man the truth. Well, now get to get the baby, get home, get to get in the bed. Oh, get the baby, get home, get to get in the bed. Don't roll your eyes. I know you heard this is what I said. A man as man can be. Yeah, one more drink. A man as a man can be. But I would need a king of nails, tear down a big old tree. You hear me, woman? Blow! This time out of the bed, I'm gonna teach you a lesson this time. But after one more look, now I believe I've changed my mind. Well, I put down the shades, I'm gonna lock the door. I said, put down the shade, baby, I'm gonna lock the door. Well, just promise me, baby, that you ain't gonna do it no more. Well, I'll get the baby, take it home, get to get in the bed. Oh, get the baby, take it home, get to get in the bed. Don't blow your eyes, I know you heard this is what I said. Time. But after one more look, I believe I've changed my mind. Well, now I put down the shade, I'm gonna lock the door. I said, put down the shade, baby, I'm gonna lock the door. Well, this promise me, baby, that you ain't gonna do it no more. One of these days, you're gonna make me mad, girl. You hear?
Some nice work there from Harp Dog Brown doing the Little Walter cover, Little Walter's Great Blue Lights. Some nice chromatic harmonica work there. And before that, Got to Get You, Baby, from his album called What It Is on Dog Press Records. Tonight we've had Harp Dog Brown, Turchie, Eden Brent, Selwyn Birchwood, and Venice Thomas. It's a great pleasure and a great privilege to share my favorite music with you. I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the past hour. And I will be looking forward to next week when I get a chance to do it again. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.